We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday, day one of the Michael Rosenfeld trial in downtown Pittsburgh. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is attorney Bob Del Greco with Dickey, McCamey & Chilcote. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and we like to point out that you have no connection to this case, but are an expert in the legal field, so we like to tap your expertise on things like what we heard yesterday. The routine of the medical examiner was anything but routine, very graphic pictures, and it was very hard for the family to watch clearly. But then they got into the eyewitness testimony and exactly what Michael Rosenfeld said and did when he got out of the police car, what the kids did and their running. When the jury listens to that kind of testimony from an eyewitness, does the eyewitness carry more weight than the video?
I think so. I think the video corroborates or verifies the eyewitness report. But, you know, on previous shows, I've told you how important it is that the evidence that's relied on for a verdict come from the witness stand. And it depends on how much a witness would resonate with a jury. And some might strike a responsive chord, an emotional chord. Someone might identify with that witness or not. But it's certainly heartrending when you consider, when you hear gunshots and you have graphic testimony of a 17-year-old who is deceased as a result of this incident. So yes, there's no doubt but that eyewitness testimony, in my mind, at a visceral level, is more valuable, more probative, more emotional than a clinical video.
So the job of the defense attorney is to kind of set the stage for what he's going to do in an opening remarks. And now we hear the prosecution's building their case with witnesses. How long do we anticipate that that part will go on with prosecution?
Well, ironically, yesterday I handicapped this as being over on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm surprised at the expeditious manner in which they're getting witnesses on and off the stand. I'm not so sure the Commonwealth has much more to present. And then it's the defense. And, of course, the only witness we know for sure that the defense will present will be its expert. Whether or not Officer Rosenfeld testifies is going to be an interesting tactical, strategic decision. Beyond that, I'm not so sure that there's going to be many more witnesses with regard to this. And the issue is framed, and it's been framed for years. Months. And the issue is clear, whether or not a police officer is justified in shooting an unarmed man fleeing from a scene with the backdrop of a attempted murder drive-by shooting within minutes in what Mr. Tomasi characterized as a dangerous area. You know, I was interested in reading the accounts of the testimony yesterday that the police officer, the North Braddock police officer called by the Commonwealth, who was one of the first at the scene, on cross-examination testified that only a week before his life was saved as a result of having a bulletproof vest on because he was shot in the same area. And so, that also paints this picture that, this was an evolving and dangerous scene.
So it's setting up a feeling of it's already on edge before the incident even starts. And then you have LaShawna Livingston, who testified yesterday, and she's the young lady who shot the video that we have all seen. And her comment, and I'm curious about your reaction to this, she was talking about hearing former Officer Rosenfeld as he ordered the men out of the car. And she said, quote, "I heard the tone of his voice. That type of tone frightened me myself, an angry tone, harsh." My question is, That's her perception of it. But how damning is that kind of evidence?
Well, it is to some extent, although when one has to consider, so Officer Rossfield hears that there is a drive-by shooting, comes on the scene, sees the car, much evidence of that. The question becomes, do you say, would you all please exit the vehicle and stand there with your hands up? Or do you use a harsh and angry tone? So I don't know that anyone appreciates a harsh and angry tone, but I'm sure that Mr. Tomasi will indicate in either closing remarks or in some questioning that was warranted in this instance, considering the circumstances presented to him.
And finally, for this conversation, Bob, the attorney for the civil suit representing the family of Antoine Rose II outside is kind of doing a play-by-play, if you will, for people there, and it's not necessarily what's actually happening or transpiring in the courtroom. So publicly, it's important that people differentiate the two because it's not what necessarily the jury's hearing.
Right, and again, I know I'm getting repetitious in this. There are reports, and I'm not here to diss any media, whether it be print or electronic, but there appear to be reports and interpretations that simply are not accurate with regard to the actual facts that are adduced in the courtroom. And that's why the jury needs to refrain from any extraneous knowledge of matters and render a verdict on the facts that are adduced in that courtroom from live witnesses assessing their credibility.
Bob Del Greco, a lawyer with Dickey, McCamey, and Chilcote. Always appreciate your expertise, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.